Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is Sarah Wells and Kevin Tinkin, and Jane's not here. Oh, man. We teased you guys with our new host, and she did not show.
She didn't just not
well,
show.
Well, yeah, she's actually on a work thing this week, so just timing didn't work out. Yeah,
she's at a conference all week.
Right.
Learning about database systems.
That's right.
Exciting.
I know. Yeah. Hey, we've got a really cool show today. It's going to be totally different from what our shows are in the past. It's just going to be a full-length interview with Chris Beery, who is our Clovis campus worship.
Beery?
Did Jared want you to do that?
No. Yes, he's proud. He's probably proud.
Clovis campus worship director over there. And we, about a month or two ago, interviewed Dom and Carl about the new worship songs that are kind of going up online. And we think that, you know, whenever there is a song coming up online and we have never interviewed Chris, it might be a good opportunity to get to know him, get to know the heart behind the music. Mm. And little behind the music, we'll call it. You know, this
like
is
VH1.
Totally. So, stay tuned for that. And that's going to be the show. So it's just going to be us chatting with Chris and just hearing the heart behind the song and why we're continually deciding to give away free music. And I'm excited for that. Yeah.
After the success of his first song is when his addiction to hair gel began.
All right. Stay tuned for Chris Beery. We are back, and myself, Kevin, Sarah, we are here with...
that's our names.
Yeah, that's right.
We are
here
out.
With Chris Beery. Chris, how's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Going good. Chris, you want to come up a little closer to your mic here? There you go. Now, Chris, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to...
You got to facilitate the microphone.
That's
utility.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, we're just going to kind of run through this song and kind of the life of Chris Beery. How does that sound?
That sounds great, man. I appreciate you guys having me on the show today and
allowing
me to be a part of the Spoutcast here at the well.
You're Long time coming. Spoutcast crew.
Yeah, totally. Now, Chris, you and I actually came on staff at the well around the same time. So when did you actually be a part of the well staff?
So I came back from New Zealand, I think it was 2008.
How long were you in New
December.
Zealand for?
I was in New Zealand for 6 months and just had like a life experience over there where I just picked up everything and left on a journey with no friends, no family, no job, and hardly any money. And
just for the heck of it?
Just for a God experience and just a faith walk pretty much. Okay, God, I don't have anything over here. Now take care of me. And he did. And it was... an absolute incredible experience. Had a lot of just good times and did a lot with music while I was over there, but came back in December and started attending the well again and started getting plugged back into the worship ministry, helping out with junior high kids. Before I left for New Zealand, I was serving at the Fig Garden campus as the worship pastor there.
That's right.
What year are we talking? Like what year did you come back from New Zealand?
I came back December 2008.
Okay.
And then I was hired in January of 2009, and I basically, you started leading worship for me pretty much right away.
Yep. So I started leading worship for you in the junior high department, and then I got asked to lead at the North in the evening service. And it just went really well, and I started serving there, and Brent Lamb brought me on as the part-time paid intern. So I started doing the internship, and then at the end of my internship, he brought me on full-time staff in October of 2009. So I've been happily serving in different areas. I was the PM North guy for a long time until we launched Clovis on 10-10-10.
And that's right.
I've been the Clovis campus pastor, campus worship pastor since the launch.
Trying to take over Jared's job. Sorry.
And how's that been going over at Clovis?
It's been going great. Yeah. We've been at Clovis for over a year, and we just started a remodel.
Now, are they redoing the sound as well in there?
They're redoing the sound. They're redoing the lighting. So a lot of the areas that we were kind of lacking, per se, we're really getting an enhancement with that.
Are they getting rid of the Holy of Holies area?
The Holy of Holies is what we call the screen that was permanently set up at Clovis.
Right.
And so we called it the Holy of Holies because it's just this big square between me and my bass and my guitar player. So I couldn't see, or in my drummer. So I couldn't see them at all. It was just a faith walk.
Yes. Yeah.
So we just kind of joked around with the Holy of Holies being in the middle of us. Yeah. And
I don't think that's going to be there anymore.
It won't be there. We will have an official drop down screen.
Oh, nice.
So
I bet you're excited for
A lot to look forward to at the Clovis campus.
Mm-hmm. Now, even though you lead at the Clovis campus predominantly most every morning, right?
Correct.
You kind of go around, and I've seen you at the 5 and 7. You've helped out with high school group before. So it's not just exclusively Clovis campus.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as kind of the utility player. Just
right.
Fill in wherever they need me, and typically Clovis, I mean, is my home, but if they need me to serve at Fig or Clovis or at North or at Midweek, then I'm available for that as well. So,
Chris Beery is also a happily married man.
Yes.
Who are you married to? So our audience, in case they don't know you.
I am married to the lovely Shannon Beery. Met her when I also came back from New Zealand, and she was working at the Well. And after a year and a half of wooing her and working together with her, which was actually really awkward, and the fact that she knew that I liked her and wanted nothing to do with me, and just
really,
can you even believe that?
I can't. All the handsomeness just comes at her, and she's like, "No, I'm not interested."
You know what? So after a year and a half, apparently the scales fell from her eyes, Kevin, and she just. It was a 180 degree turn where she honestly went from not having any feelings to me like, hey, this is the guy. Huh. So
it's, you know, when you say like that person's like irresistible, like Chris Beery's irresistible. In this case, he's resistible.
I don't know about that. Yeah,
she resisted for a year and a half. So I'm sure that Chris and I met a couple times, and it just like this guy like. Loved Shannon.
Dude, Christian came up to me. He's like, Chris, now come over here real quick. Come on, dude. What do you think about this girl, Shannon?
Well, because Shannon was a leader in the junior high group.
Exactly.
Time,
and I was serving alongside with you guys. Yeah. And
not that I play matchmaker. Or
sure.
I was like, Christian, dude, I'm on the same page. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all cards in. It's like, she's not having it.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want anything to do with me. And so Christian and I, we met like a couple months later. As like, Christian, sorry, dude. She still wants absolutely nothing to do with me.
You're saying sorry to Christian.
But then this is actually really great. Yep. Let me share this part. Because you sent me a text on April 1st. And we hadn't met probably in like a month. You sent me a text on April 1st that said, hey, man, just want to let you know, Shannon and I had a conversation last night. We are officially courting, dating, whatever your text said. And it was on April 1st you sent that. And I'm like, Chris is just joking, you know?
April Fool's.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I told Lacey, I'm like, dude, Chris sent me a really funny text today. Like, he told me that, like, they were dating. And then, like, a week later, I see you guys. I'm like, wait a second, that was real? And I was like shocked by it. And I was so happy for you at that point.
Well, I think we went out to eat like a week before that.
And you had said nothing.
A week before that, and we went to Doghouse Grill.
Yeah.
And I was like, Christian, like, you may not be believing me on this one, but I think she's starting to, I think God's starting to open her heart. It was either before or after I asked her, but I thought it was before. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it could have been before. I just thought it was funny because I remember like totally like, nah.
Didn't you propose in May?
I proposed.
Better get this one right.
I know. I'm just trying.
Well, because you guys were, I'm creepo, but you're married in November.
No.
You started dating in April.
So, no. I asked Shannon out on March 30th.
Yeah.
Okay.
End of March.
End of March. And so I asked her to marry me on October 2nd.
Then I get married for the next year.
Oh, you're engaged?
No. Wait. Did I say October 2nd? No. August 2nd.
Oh, you just had a quick August engagement.
August, September, October, November.
November.
It was April, May, June, July.
So you dated 4 months. And then you're married because you guys got married on my birthday. That's what I remember.
Yeah, it was.
It was a sad.
They didn't
want to
do like a joint birthday thing. I don't know why.
Yeah,
birthday sure. party in this corner, wedding in that corner. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Every year.
Yeah.
Now, married and the well kind of Dom came on board, and you guys have started to record these songs. And were you a part of Kingdom Come or Invitation at all?
Invitation. We all kind of sat down and wrote that together. And actually, out of Invitation, out of that first kind of meeting, which is that we tried writing a song together, this is where All Glory, the song I'm going to sing for you, was birthed in that same kind of part of scripture. I took it a different avenue, if you will.
Now, Dom is obviously, he's not here, so I can ask these questions. But Dom, you kind of came up from Brent, and you guys were buddies, and Dom came in. How's the transition been with you and Dom? You guys working well together? Is it a good situation for you?
Dom has been an absolute blessing to work with. Him and Carl, they're just fun guys who love the Lord and just have a passion for worship, and not just what happens on a Sunday, but what happens outside of a Sunday. Mm. So the discipling of our volunteers and going out and just really helping them grow spiritually as well as on their craft.
Yeah.
So that's been a big part of his leadership and where Dom's been taking the ministry, and I've been on board with it 100%.
Now,
Dom took me to sushi.
To sushi?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, dude.
Special.
Really that means time. You're one of two drummers at the well. So.
they gotta woo me a little.
That's right. Now, Chris, I know that if you've been coming to Well for a while, Chris did come out with an album through the Well, a year and a half ago, 2 years maybe, called God of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you've now kind of, we're doing these songs online. And so you've recorded what you just said was called All Glory. Is that the title of it?
Correct.
So maybe give us a heart behind this song. I know that you wrote the song God of Love off that last album, but this is a new song. And what's the heart behind this song and kind of why did you decide to go in this direction?
Yeah, so after we had our first kind of sit down, what we're going to do is we're going to be going through 1 Corinthians here in a couple months, and we want to start creating songs that are birthed in the church. Out of our first songwriting activity, if you will, we came at, that's where Invitation kind of was spurred. This song, All Glory, was spurred from the same passage from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. It says, "To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours." And so that passage just kind of stuck out to me as like, and I'm a part of the church here in Fresno, but although I'm worshiping the Lord locally, there's people in New Zealand, there's people in Africa, there's people in Asia, there's people all over the world that are worshiping the same Lord. Yeah. And just that common denominator of Christ who we're all worshiping. And that's kind of the way the song is set up. The first verse is kind of a call to local believers, the church of Fresno, if you will, just like Paul's calling the church of Corinth. So I'm calling the church of Fresno, if you will, to worship the Lord. And that's kind of the first verse. The second verse is talking about while we're worshiping the Lord here in Fresno, there's people all over the world who are worshiping the same God that we're worshiping. And the third just kind of ties everything in saying like one day all of us believers, we're going to be in heaven, the whole bride worshiping our Lord and Savior together in his presence. And so that's just kind of the development of this song. And there's a bridge that just talks about, and whether or not you believe it, every eye will see, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and will worship the Lord. So even if you don't profess to the Lord Jesus Christ, the reality is everyone will bow the name of Jesus. So.
And so you just kind of basically started writing the song off of that scripture and off of that heartbeat behind kind of this every nation bowing to God. And we'd obviously love to hear the song. Are you comfortable playing that?
Absolutely.
Got my guitar with me. Just give us a little lick, and then we'll ask you some more questions as we close out. Cool?
Sure. All right, here we go.
We'll be like your fan club, okay?
You guys can sing along, too, if you catch on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe not. Come let us gather together, all those who call on the Lord. Come let us worship the Savior, unified in one accord. The Spirit of God living inside us, we will lay down our lives every day. Let's fill the earth with all our praises, everything that has breath say. Holy, holy is the Lord, who's worthy, worthy to be praised. All glory, glory be unto your name. People from every nation, every tribe and every tongue, sons and daughters of the Father, called and purchased by the Son. All saints gifted by the Spirit, each with a testimony to avow. The body of Christ in celebration, as the whole earth cries out. Holy, holy is the Lord, who's worthy, worthy to be praised. All glory, glory be unto your name. One day we'll gather together, every soul that's been redeemed, face to face with the Creator. God in glory we will see. Forever we'll sing our hallelujah, praising the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The bride rejoicing in the kingdom, joined with the heavenly host. Holy, holy is the Lord, who's worthy, worthy to be praised. All glory, glory be unto your name. And every eye will see, every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every eye will see, every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord, who's worthy, worthy to be praised. All glory, glory be unto your name. Holy, holy is the Lord, who's worthy, worthy to be praised. All glory, glory be unto your name. Holy, holy is the Lord, who's worthy, worthy to be praised. All glory, glory be unto your name.
Here, folks, on the Spoutcast, first time, Chris Beery. That was great, man. That's catchy.
Thank you. Yeah.
That is a song that I feel like it's going to get stuck in people's heads. Mm-hmm. Be singing that in their cars and whatnot. I mm-hmm. love that about certain songs. Like, if they're catchy to me, then that means I like them. Mm-hmm. So you got one fan.
Well, that's the idea, you all know, right. Hopefully to make it a catchy enough melody where you can't get stuck in your brain and you're just worshiping the Lord in your car, or,
right.
You know, on the Spoutcast, wherever you're at.
Now, when is the release date for that?
The release day is March 7th at midweek, and they'll do another announcement for it on the 11th of March on Sunday.
Cool. So just in a couple weeks.
So we will release this then kind of that Monday before, and you will have, you know, you will have listeners hear it here, and then they're going to download it, and they're going to tell their friends.
Awesome. And then they're going to download it.
So, and you guys are going to, you said you're going to play it on March 7th and March 11th, or just talking about it.
We'll probably play it too at our campuses too.
That's great. Cool. Well, Chris, thanks for being here, man. And
no, thank you for having me.
If you like that and you listen to it, make sure you download it on the website, the same place where you download the other ones, just kind of wellcommunity.org, and essentially just click on the worship tab under
About Us.
Actually, media. There's a media section. And there's a worship section there. Sorry. And yeah, so we'll have at least posted by the 7th, right?
Yep.
Cool. This is good, guys. Good work. This is The Spout. We're out.